Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A failed Republican candidate who's accused of orchestrating drive-bys on Democrats in New Mexico will spend the next few weeks in jail. CBS's Steve Futterman has details.
Solomon Pena will remain behind bars at least until his next hearing on February 1st.
You will be held without bond until that hearing.
The former GOP candidate lost his election for a state seat last November, then claimed the election was rigged. He is accused of hiring four men to spray bullets at the homes of two county commissioners and a pair of state senators, all Democrats. And CBS News has learned police are investigating a possible additional shooting incident on January 5th. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A man has been charged with the gruesome murder of his wife in Massachusetts. Norfolk County Assistant DA Lynn Beland.
At 4:55 a.m. on January 1st, he searched how long before a body starts to smell. At 4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing.
Prosecutors say Brian Walsh looked it all up on his son's iPad. The former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd is appealing his state conviction. Defense attorneys claim Derek Chauvin didn't get a fair trial because of all the media coverage and unprecedented security precautions. Aides to President Biden say he will not agree to spending cuts in exchange for a debt ceiling increase.
As the national debt hits its statutory cap this week, the Treasury Secretary says extraordinary workarounds should stave off default until late spring. Congressional Republicans say they'll demand spending cuts before agreeing to a debt ceiling increase. Here at the White House, that's a non-starter.
We're just not going to negotiate about that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there should be no conditions attached. A first-ever U.S. default could run global bond and stock markets off a cliff. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
At least 16 people were killed today in a helicopter crash near Kyiv, Ukraine. Ukraine's president led a moment of silence via video for the victims at the World Economic Forum.
14 of Ukrainian families lost their loved ones today, and many more losing daily because of the war.
And he says the attacks won't stop without more help. The Justice Department says the owner of a Chinese crypto exchange got arrested for money laundering. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
Hydra buyers funded illicit purchases of illegal drugs, stolen financial information, and hacking tools from crypto accounts hosted at BitsLotto.
Its biggest partner was in a dark net marketplace shut down last year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you. With low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot. 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Lows around 30 tonight under overcast skies with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 31, cloudy 22 tomorrow night, chance for snow showers. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 31.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No. Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison tonight. Everyone who's streaming, everyone who's listening to the podcast later. A very early happy birthday to Benjamin Bry. His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Another Capricorn.
There you go. And happy Friday to you, Jane Metnair.
Thank you very much, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
My mother's coming this weekend. We're going to have some fun. We're going to the Laughing Tap tonight.
That's right.
To see Greg Bach's establishment.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. So, coming up on the 11 o'clock hour, we got some headlines. Per usual, in the first hour, we're going to talk about the meltdown of gas stoves. They're like the new M&Ms.
Yes.
The new, you know, so many of the things that are like, what?
The new outrage.
The new outrage. And some updates on how to treat childhood obesity. And also some good health news as far as when it comes to cancer death rates. And how much they've gone down, which is great. Which is great news. And then at the top of the noon hour, I'm very excited because I'm going to make my case that despite being married to a Michael, despite having my best friend be a Michael, I don't think we need any more Michaels.
That's a bold stance to take.
I'm just saying. Maybe John, maybe throw John in there too. I may list off to prove how many other not weird hipster, but just other names. Other boy names there are, besides Michael. I may list off some of the ones that are on my boy, my future boy list that I would like. Because apparently, in the U.S. House, there's going to be more Mikes heading committees than women.
Tripping over Mikes.
So we're going to do that at noon. But to kick off today, what a bad week in Wisconsin when it comes to LGBTQ plus issues. You know, I feel like this was at the end of last week, but even came into this week, what happened at East High School in Madison with, you know, that gave vibes of what happened in Keele, Wisconsin last year of the Gender Sexuality Alliance wanting to put on a drag show. It was approved by the school. A lawyer from Will caught wind of it, tweeted about it. Libs of TikTok picked it up. And then there was threats of violence. And now that is canceled. Then, as we talked about yesterday, and I will say, I've been the reaction to the conversation we had yesterday about the Waukesha School Board meeting and the parental rights and transparency bill, the amount of people who've reached out to me since then, both people who live concerned parents in Waukesha, but also people who live in other parts, like the school districts all over the state.
Yes. And, all over the country, quite honestly.
Yeah. And so that will probably be a recurring theme, I would imagine, because seeing how many people are very concerned. And, you know, and this comes as a reminder, February 21st is the primary and April 4th is the general for our nonpartisan spring elections. And this is, you're going to hear so much about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is an incredibly important race and is the race that we all will be voting on because it is a statewide race. But this is when you elect your school boards and you have a say in who gets on there and paying attention, because I made my video for Journal Sentinel this week, and, you know, Wisconsin typically is pretty good at voter turnout in the fall. Like in the last four major elections since 2016, we've been one of the top five states for voter turnout.
Well done.
Somewhere between 60 and 74%. So in the last 22 years, according to Wisconsin Election Commission's data, our worst year are being Wisconsin. Wisconsin's worst year in voter turnout in the fall was 44%. Our best year in the last 22 years in the spring election for nonpartisan races, 34%.
Oh, my.
Our best year.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so as these issues amongst multiple school districts is rising and people are concerned and you realize the power that school boards actually have when it comes to your kids, remember that you have a chance to vote. But on top of that, yesterday, basically while we were having the conversation about the Waukesha School Board District, our state legislature was, well, not the whole, the committee, was suspending the ban on conversion therapy.
Which 20 other states also have in place.
The state has 20 other states have banned conversion therapy altogether. And Wisconsin was trying to do that because the State Department of Safety and Professional Services Board, which is the board that licenses marriage and family therapists, counselors, and social workers. So they're kind of, they know what they're talking about, I would imagine, prohibited conversion therapy because it is very dangerous as when it comes to recommendations and trying to treat someone for what their sexual orientation is. And so for now, Wisconsin counselors can tell gay patients to change their sexual orientation. And it's I want to swear so badly.
Don't do that.
Just what a crappy week in gay news. Let's put it that way, right? And it is so wildly frustrating. And we'll get into more of the details of what happened at the Capitol yesterday. But for a party that ran on crime, that ran on inflation, even though the state legislatures can't really affect inflation, but they ran on it. For all the different priorities that were spouted in the lead up to November's election, this is the first thing, like this is the priority.
Yeah.
Is suspending the conversion ban. And what's really frustrating is this is getting pegged, the argument here, and granted, the testimony that happened was in front of the state legislature yesterday, the Senate, on this one committee. So this was not in front of a judge. This was not a legal argument. And yet, lo and behold, who was arguing for a therapist's or a counselor's right, their right to have conversion, to suggest or conduct conversion therapy, is no other than Will.
Shocker.
And their argument is that it by saying they can't do that, it's a freedom of speech issue, which makes no sense. If you are a licensed doctor, therapist, you can't just give your diagnosis based on your opinion. This is not a freedom of speech issue. Because, like, and then I think Kelder Royce made this point yesterday. It wasn't in the article. I was at Journal Sentinel, and one of the photographers who was there was telling me about it. That she asked the question, like, so an oncologist has freedom of speech in their diagnosis and in how they treat you? And yet, here we are. Because it's not, I mean, because this is not a, it's not.
It's not a freedom of speech issue.
It's not a freedom of speech issue. And the fact that it's being, because, you know, they tried to make the argument like this is not about the dignity of the human being and whatever. We're just saying that it's a freedom of speech issue, that counselors should have the right to practice this kind of therapy. Even though everyone who's actually an expert on this, the AMA, all of the different medical departments and committees and everything that is like, this is a dangerous tactic. And yet here we are.
Increased suicide rates for the people who are undergoing conversion therapy. Increased rates of depression. It's
so many different things. And it's, I just don't understand. In all of these scenarios, we're largely talking about young people, right? Because once you're an adult, you have you would likely
make your own decisions, right?
And not be opting to continue to see a therapist or a counselor who is conducting this, unless you are consenting, saying, I would like to change. So we're largely talking about young people. And imagine if we put the same energy into shutting up gay kids as we did into not having guns in school. Imagine how much further we would be if that kind of energy and enthusiasm was brought to guns in schools. We'd probably be a lot further along. I'm sorry. I'm really riled up this morning. Like, and it's like, this is not a show. I feel like we've talked more about gay issues this week in Wisconsin than we have almost since the show started.
Pretty much.
And it just feels like an avalanche of bad news for LGBT people in Wisconsin and the people who love them. And it's wildly frustrating that this is where the energy, out of all the things, out of all the problems we have right now, this is what's being in the headlines every day. Because this is obviously the worst problem we're facing as a state right now.
Number one issue, Kristen, yeah.
So if you have feelings about this, our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. When we come back from this break, I'll get into some of the more of the details of what happened in the Capitol last week. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Words wanna cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane, Matt Nair, you just softened my rage by playing that song.
I don't know. I kind of liked you all ragey. I don't know if that was a good thing then.
I'm all ragey this morning because of the trifecta of stories that happened in Wisconsin over the last week when it comes to the unnecessary attack on our LGBTQ plus youth that started with East High School having to cancel its drag show because of threats of violence, that then moved on to Waukesha School Board endorsing, basically making kids come out to their parents, even if their parents aren't going to be very supportive. And then yesterday, the Rules Committee? No, what is it? The Republicans on the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules.
Oh, that sounds like a great committee.
Voted 6-4. So the four Democrats versus the six Republicans to suspend the ban on conversion therapy because we know that works so well.
Yeah.
And I'm very sarcastically livid about all of this. But we have a phone call.
Curtis from West Dallas is on the line. Thanks for joining us, Curtis. What do you want to say?
I would like to say a lot. I would like to say a lot. But I will start by saying I'm a gay male. I had a lot of friends years ago that have died for Stonewall. And Wisconsin's always known as a forward state. But as of like the last couple of years, we've got back so far. I can't even tell you. But the only way this is going to change is the youth get up and fight. Because let me tell you, a lot of the drag queens that I know years ago, and from my friends and family and uncles that were gay, they fought. You know, if you go back in our history in Wisconsin, Stonewall basically started here, you know, in 1969. Oh, yeah. The gay bar, you can actually go on. If you ever went to Pride Fest, they actually have a booth at Pride Fest every year. And it's all about the histories of the gays and how we fought. And there's a gay bar down by the building's still there. It's off of, right when you come out the freeway by Sunfest, there's a building on the right-hand side, right across the street from the Salvation Army there. That building was one of the first gay bars in Wisconsin. And the gay boys used to go there, gays and lesbians and cross-gender, used to go there and celebrate, and the police department was bought and paid for in Milwaukee. And when they were bought and paid for, they paid them to protect them. Then all of a sudden they decided one day, you know, let's upraise and let's, you know, beat the gays. So the cops came in there and started to beat them up, and the drag queens fought back. They took their heels out and they started whipping them. And that's where Stonewall started. And from then on, we fought for their rights. And these politicians are trying to fight for their rights because, the underground network is coming out ever since Trump came out. But all I can tell you right now, if the youth want to change it, this is the time. Because let me tell you, we have to fight for our right to be who anything you want to be. Because in this country, we are united and we are free. So for somebody to say, hey, you can't be gay or you can't be this, you can't be that, we live in the United States of America. And this is a free country. And let me tell you, I fought for years, and I'll be more than happy to fight again. because I'm not going to put anybody back in anybody's closet. And all of that is, the youth nowadays, you should love people who they are, mm-hmm. not who they should not be or who you want them to be. Because if you really love your child and you say you love your children, you should love them for who they are and what their possibilities are going to be in the future. Because you never should ever understand the gay people, because you're not born gay. To be born gay, and I was growing up in a really harsh Catholic family. And when I came out, I was proposed by a lot of gay men, especially priests. But let me tell you, the one thing about it is you have to understand, it's almost like the gays are kind of like very close to being like blacks, you know, because you're born a certain way, like color, and you can't protect yourself. And a lot of people try to poke at you like a chicken. And you have to fight back, because if you don't fight back, they'll win. But I just want to let you know that. And I love your radio station. And like I told Jean earlier, I'm so happy she's on this radio station.
Me too.
But have a great day and keep on smiling.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
Thanks a lot, Curtis.
I didn't know, you know, I knew about Tit, like this is it, and some of the gay bars throughout Wisconsin, but also in Milwaukee. I didn't know that there was that kind of like Stonewall clash with the police. And so I definitely want to go read more about that now. But I think that's true. And I think people are fighting back. Like I said, as far as the amount of emails and messages I received yesterday after the section that we did on the Waukesha School Board, I do think that there are people who are trying to fight this. And I do think that there's more. And I thought that was so interesting yesterday when I asked Sarah, did I ask it on air or did I ask it at the break? Because I asked her, I said, you know, for the students who spoke up, how many students are the students speaking against inclusion? It's the parents.
Well, I was just going to say that it's their parents.
And it's, you know, and kids bully, and you know, there is so much that we say about kids bullying. And I asked, I was like, because she says she has two kids who are in the LGBTQ community. And I said, how has it been for them when it comes to their peers? And the kind of, you know, and this, her one anecdotal experience with this, right? This does not speak for all kids. This does not speak for communities across the state. I'm sure it's different in Madison and Milwaukee than it is in Keele, Wisconsin, or parts of Waukesha,
sure.
Right? But, you know, and there was, she had a couple stories that nothing of violence, but like, so, and so I just feel like there's a shift in younger people, even younger people who are raised in conservative households, where it's like, is this such a big deal? I don't know. I totally agree with Curtis, is that, like, you know, I try to be not moderate. I don't want that word. I try to see both sides. I try to be honest with my bias on issues. I try as much as I can to try to see it from the other side. I cannot see this from the other side. Full stop. Like, I cannot see this from the other side of the other point of view. Of how this does anything for anyone except give you control and make you feel comfortable because you have your own issues with how other people live their lives. You cannot tell me otherwise that this has anything to do with impacting your ability to live a good life. What a scream right now. All right. Well, we're going to take another break.
You can scream.
I'll scream the break. When we come back, we'll move on to some other headlines. But feel free to join the conversation. Always 844-967-2789. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Look out, cause here I come.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Don't flip a coin and let the odds of heads or tails decide which bank you choose to work with for your home loan. Huddle with the mortgage professionals at Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and the town of Rome. You'll find experienced coaches who will help pull together your game plan. No out-of-bounds advice or pump fake offers. You just get that all-important home field advantage. Key Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Key Savings Bank.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Lows around 30 tonight under overcast skies with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 31, cloudy 22 tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 31.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas. Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're going to go back. Here are all the reasons you should
welcome
cook with
back
gas.
To As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Yeah, we're going to talk about gas stoves in a second.
We are.
So, what was this? What were we just listening to, Jane?
It's the Cooking with Gas song, Kristen Bry, from Natural Fuel Gas that I found this morning.
It sounds like it could have made it to a different version of Hamilton.
About the gas industry.
About the gas industry.
Oh, what a great idea.
All right, well, before we get into that story. We got a text message?
We do, from Dave in the Shaw. We were talking about the conversion therapy ban, which was undone by the Republicans yesterday in Wisconsin. Dave's question is, what's the end game for the GOP with these anti-LGBTQ plus policies? Do they think they're going to stop people from loving other people? Do they want the LGBTQ plus community to leave the states, or something worse?
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't know. I'm not of enough of a political strategist to know, like, oh yeah, this is a winning issue for us. And it also feels so short-sighted. Like the evolution of generations. And millennials and Gen Z, I would say, much more open-minded, certainly not growing up to be more right. You know, the saying of if you're conservative when you're young, you have no heart. But if you're, liberal when you're old, you have no brain.
Or no money.
Or no money. That's true. But we have no money anyways. the things that are happening in the world that have made the younger generations, not that I'm that young, but not be as open, you know, not be drawn over to the right because of taxes and whatever, that they're like, no, the climate change, housing crisis, capitalism, like late stage capitalism. And it's like the people who these kinds of social issues appeal to that are fear-based, and like they're not going to be here forever. This is not a growing, like, a swell. They're loud. They're especially loud right now. But I just, like, is it just that you don't think you can win on the fiscal issues of what the Republican Party used to be? Because it's not, like, sexy enough, and it doesn't get people riled up enough, and it's harder to understand fiscal policy? I don't know.
It's easier to, as you said, frighten people, scare people. We see that on certain news networks. That's their formula. Or rage, outrage. Outrage is a good one, too. Keep them outraged, keep them angry, focused on this thing over here while you're doing something you shouldn't be doing over there.
Yeah. Well, and there was never... And it's also just funny because it's like, who's the snowflake? Because when a kitchen appliance can send you off, are you really in control of your emotions? Are you? Because... You know, I would expect this kind of rhetoric and outrage if, whenever there is a threat that they're going to take your guns away. But when it comes to your gas stove, really? You're that attached to your gas stove? So the latest star this week of the culture war is none other than a gas stove.
Yep. Look out.
So for context, if you've not been following this, or if you've heard kind of wind of this... So for years, and I actually didn't know this until this week, it also doesn't shock me, because, like, yeah, you're putting gas, like, we have carbon monoxide detectors in our house, and yet a gas stove is, you're putting gas into the atmosphere of your home. But for years, research has shown that gas stoves are bad for the environment and bad for public health, particularly when it comes to the developing brains of young children. And so... There's certain cities and certain states, as you can guess, mostly blue ones, that have begun to consider and some implement bans on gas stoves, citing these health risks. And so with the growing body of research on the negative impacts of gas stoves, unsurprisingly, it found its way into the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And on Monday of this week... The chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Richard Trumka, I think it's pronounced. And have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
Strong stash game.
Oh, really?
Real strong stash. looks like he was a dad in the 80s.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so he told Bloomberg that any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Operative word being can be. Not are going to be. Can be. And then the White House on Wednesday of this week asserted that Joe Biden does not support a ban on gas stoves. And one another chair from the CPSC clarified in a statement that he's not looking to ban gas stoves, and the CPSC has no proceeding to do that. But don't let that get in the way of a righteous tweet, because Texas representative and former White House physician Ronnie Jackson tweeted, "I'll never give up my gas stove. If the maniacs in the White House come for my stove, they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Come and take it."
Ooh. Tough guy.
That's not the end. That's not the only one. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted a Gadsden flag, which I didn't even know what this was. I had to look it up. And so instead of the, oh yeah, so instead of the snake, like, don't tread on me, it's a stove, and it's don't tread on Florida.
That's really stupid.
And then Tucker Carlson, of course, had to get in on this. He had a restaurant owner on his show to talk about how electric stoves were less functional than gas stoves. And Matt Walsh, you know, from What Is a Woman documentary fame. I think he's Daily Caller.
The outfit that sounds right, associated with.
Said, "You will have to pry my gas stove from my cold, dead hands." I would love to find out that some of these guys don't actually have gas stoves.
Well, in their homes. I want to know if they can find where their kitchen is.
Yes, that too.
Give me a break.
Like, how much cooking are you doing, Matt Walsh?
Seriously. Yeah. And Ron DeSantis? Yeah, right. You're in the kitchen.
And it's just... And it's also hilarious to me that the idea that this effort of we're going to come into your home and take your gas, like your functioning gas stove, and make you replace it versus, you know, like what happened with the ADA when that was passed was that when buildings got renovated, when new buildings were built, they had to be up to the new codes. And so if anything were to happen with gas stoves, I am willing to bet at all of the money in my savings account that what would be happening is new buildings, so like new restaurants and new homes being built, would have to have either an updated, healthier stove, a healthier gas stove if they can improve it and make it less detrimental, or, you know, a conduction, whatever the other.
Convection.
I clearly don't cook. but yeah, so I just... Just panties all in a bundle this week. And of course, next week it'll be, I had a friend tweeted at me of like some meme of, oh, I can't like the poor person, like can't pay my bills. And it was like Joe Biden licking an ice cream cone saying, "I'm taking your gas stoves." It's like,
they're
not true.
They're not going to take your gas stove.
They're not going to take your gas stove. But,
and I don't know that this is a surprise because, and this is about public health and at least, right, informing parents, certainly parents who have young children. And from what I've been reading this week, it increases asthma, worsen asthma, things like that. So as a parent, I think it's valuable you be told about that and that information shared. But the same people who are outraged about this are the same ones who wouldn't mask up or get vaccinated. They don't care about the greater good. They don't care about the, you know, all for one and one for all. It's me, 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 me. Freedom.
Does it make that much of a difference? Have you cooked on both kinds of stoves?
I have.
Does it make a difference?
I love my gas stove.
See?
But I'm not.
So you would be upset if they took your gas stove.
Well, I would be disappointed, yes. But then that would give me another excuse to find a reason not to have to cook because I don't like it. But if I have to, I do like my gas stove. It's better control.
Fair.
You know, and we don't
just don't take my air fryer, because that I use for almost everything.
Step away from the air fryer, people.
Oh, well, speaking of public health, this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics updated its treatment recommendations on childhood obesity. And still, I mean, part of the story is how the term obesity is measured, which is it's basically whether it's children or adults, having a body mass index that's at or above the 95th percentile. And if I remember correct, body index is like your height divided by your weight, or is it weight divided by height? It's something like that, where it's for people who are just not, like, they're not morbid, like the whole thing around that's there's stigma, because many consider the word obese to be stigmatizing, because some experts like recommend keeping in mind that conversations about like treatment and like all this stuff of like when you're obese, but it's like you can be in that 95th percentile and be a healthy person.
Right.
And that's the point, right? It's like there's, you know, and this is the whole fat phobia thing and people saying this isn't healthy when you see, you know, yogis who are plus size women doing headstands. It's like, all right, buddy, you do a headstand.
Right.
You know, and like
there is a level of fitness there.
Yeah. Like your vitals, when it comes to your cholesterol, when it comes to your blood pressure, like you can be a bigger person and have all of your internal vitals be exactly where they need to be.
Yep.
Anyways. So for years, the AAP has recommended that doctors take it like a wait and see approach for treating child's weight. But now the organization says delaying treatment could lead to lifelong health problems like heart disease and diabetes. And including, along with lifestyle changes, they're recommending an immediate and intensive treatment involving medications for kids as young as 12.
Wow.
And surgery for those as young as 13.
Wow.
But, I mean, as you can probably imagine, some experts worry that doctors are going to jump too fast on giving kids drugs and surgery. And I always come back to what pisses me off. I'm literally on one today for it being Friday. You'd think I'd be in a better mood. The amount of personal responsibility we put on individuals for managing their weight and the lack of responsibility we ever lay at the feet of what foods we're allowed to eat. Like every single person who has ever traveled to like Europe, where you're eating pasta and you're eating cheese and you're eating all of this food that our diet culture in this country is like, don't eat carbs, don't eat fat, blah, blah, blah. Consistently, people are like, I feel so much better when I'm here. Because guess what? I don't know what their FDA is called, but the products and ingredients that are just not allowed in European food. Like if you can look at like a jar of Jif peanut butter and the ingredients are different in one bought in America versus one bought in Europe. Same thing for Nutella.
It's the preservatives.
It's the preservatives. It's the corn syrup. There is, and this doesn't even just apply to our food. It also applies to our beauty products and the things that we're allowed to, as women, be told that we need to put on our face and our makeup and everything. And like, the carcinogens that are in that can lead to, that we're putting on our skin our entire lives. And the fact that this always comes down to the failing of the moral integrity of you just not being able to control yourself instead of, oh, the food we make readily available is actually horrible for you, but it's your fault. All right. We're really on one today. Let's keep rolling. All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Now here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you want to cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
We're cooking with gas.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the Rage Hour, apparently.
Welcome to the Angry Hour.
Welcome to the Angry Hour. But we're still having a sense of humor about it. It is Friday, TGIF, and now for some good news. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Some good health news. So deaths from all types of cancers in the U.S. fell by an estimated 33% since 1991.
Wow.
Saving a cumulative 3.8 million lives. And this is according to a report released yesterday by the American Cancer Society. And progress was attributed to improvements in cancer treatment, early detection, and significant drops in smoking.
Yeah, and it's been on the decline for a long time.
And it's interesting because this comes in the same week where I feel like I had... The way this was worded in this article... And it was Wisconsin State Journal. And it said, Wisconsin smoking tax revenue down, but health benefits up as more people quit, report says. And it was just, because I get it. Like, because alcohol, cigarettes, if we were to have weed be legal, you put a vice tax on these things. And it brings in revenue for the state. And it was just such an interesting thing, because I think where we are as a society is no one debates anymore whether or not smoking is good or bad for you. Right. Like, I think we all agree
it's bad.
Smoking is bad for you.
Yes.
But it's your choice to continue to do it. But there's no, like, we're not still in the, like, where we are still with the vaccine, where there's people who are like, the vaccine is bad for you. It's like, you know, we're pretty much everything everyone's on. No one thinks there's health benefits to smoking anymore.
No.
We've moved past that. And so it's just that was such a funny headline to me. And the article is funny of like comparing the there goes some revenue for the state, but like at least people are living longer.
Right. But that's why I've always maintained that they will never make smoking illegal, because there's too much money. There is way too much money involved.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody in Wisconsin quit smoking, all the municipalities would be freaking out.
Well, in reality, also, if you read this article, and we'll go back to the other cancer thing in a second, because our tax on cigarettes. So if this was really a concern, obviously we have a surplus right now, and, and at any point we could have new revenue from marijuana, but.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one.
But if it was really, we need that extra, because it basically dropped from 4% to 2% of like how much of the revenue was coming in from cigarettes, since less and less people are smoking in Wisconsin. But if we really wanted to make up that revenue, we could just increase what the tax is, because in both Illinois and in Minnesota, they charge you more for
We're already 16th in the country. It's $2.52 a pack. is the tax.
Well, that's nothing. I mean, when I, because I smoked, I mean, you know, I smoked in my younger years. And, you know, what will get you to quit smoking is moving to Manhattan.
Where they're, what, $15 a pack?
17, at least. And I think I know multiple people. I know multiple French people specifically who love to smoke, who, you know, being poor and may or may not be legally allowed to even be there, trying, moving there and realizing how much more expensive, you know, because in France, they're just, they're super cheap still because whatever. And being like, oh, well, I guess I'm not a smoker anymore because I can't afford it.
I can't afford
this.
It. Wow.
And so, but anyways, back to the good news of health. So cancer is still the second leading cause of death in the U.S. with more than 1.9 million people expected to be diagnosed with some kind of cancer. And that results in around 610,000 deaths this year. But at least advancements, at least improvements as far as where we're going. And it's interesting to think, as we kind of ended the last segment with how bad our food is, how many bad ingredients are in our beauty products. You know, I think about the correlation, if not causation, of certain mill towns in Wisconsin, like paper mill towns, that there's a lot of cancer rates in certain towns across Wisconsin. And so, like, it's one thing when you, again, compare. I've never seen the numbers, but the comparison, as we were just talking about Europe and how many people still smoke there, I'm interested to know what the cancer rates,
what their cancer rates
would be, and like how many less people smoke in our country, and yet what our cancer rates are because of all these other things that we have in our food, in our products, in our atmosphere, that just aren't allowed in other countries, and if that evens. Because, like, there's plenty of people who've never smoked who get cancer.
That's very true.
So yeah. But they, I thought that was, at least we could end. We
That's
could
some
end
positive stuff,
on a high
right?
note. But as far as other high notes, we haven't talked about this on the show yet. But you, anyone who's listening at home may have heard some of our commercials that Civic Media is launching $1 million advertising giveaway.
Not a hoax.
Not a hoax. There's no catch. But if you are a small business owner and you're interested in learning more about how radio ads could bolster your business and bring you new business, we are giving grants for small businesses in Wisconsin to have free ad space. And so here are some of the details for that. So save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You will be able to fill out an online application for a piece of this giveaway. And your and like with this is your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team, and they'll help you create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business across the entire network. It can be in one station and just if you are a more local business, but even the opportunity, and you hear me in the beginning of the show always welcome all of the different cities that we air in, and that's only growing. We have new announcements in the next couple of weeks, months, of even more cities that we're going to be airing in. But this is pretty cool.
It really is very cool, and it's a great way for you to get out your message about your business.
Yes, absolutely. And so, 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 26th, it will go live. We will be tweeting out, if you follow any of our social media, you can find the landing page that we'll have all the information on. There are some rules that apply, of course, but pretty much it is what it sounds like. And so be sure, this is the important part, because it's not a competition, but I'm a competitive person. So when you fill this out, tell them that As Goes Wisconsin sent you.
Yes. We would really appreciate that.
We would really appreciate it. You know, as I've said before, I come from a very competitive family. I'm a competitive person, all in good spirits, but just tell them that was As Goes Wisconsin sent you. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, my argument of why we don't need any more Michaels. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you. Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers. How do you locate a support group?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown.